What up, Dick Grinders? Wow, I wasn't ready for that. Hey, he caught me really off guard. Holy shit. This is episode number 41 of this here podcast, and goddamn, this is a really terrible. I don't care. Fuck you. Whatever. This is going to be a short podcast anyway, because I don't got shit to talk about. Last week, I was under a lot of pressure and stress and shit, so I had more shit to talk about and actually wanted to rant more than not. But today, at Arby's, was pretty smooth. Like, I didn't fuck up for once. Like, we've only been, this is the fifth workday of the year, because we had the day after New Year's Day weekend off. So we had Monday off, in other words. And this has been the fifth day back. And every day last week, I fucked up at least once. I don't think there was one day that I didn't make enough curly fries for lunch rush. So every day, you know, customers were like, hey, where's our shit? And I'd be like, oh, well, fuck. Let me make up some more big beef and cheddars right now. And, you know, when you start making a big beef and cheddar, it's not going to be done immediately. It's going to take at least, you know, an hour or something. So, you know, I got clients, customers, just hanging out by the, you know, the ordering window, the drive-thru, saying, hey, where the fuck's our food? Where the fuck's our delicious curly fries? And I'm like, look, sometimes we fuck up, and sometimes shit doesn't come out on time. And that's just how it is. And sometimes the whole fucking the whole fucking food chain wants to make a goddamn big deal out of it. And, you know, sometimes you worry for your job. But sometimes you don't. I didn't. I honestly didn't. I normally do when I fuck up, but I really didn't feel like my job was in jeopardy last week. I don't know why. I really don't know. I fucked up so much last week, and today was so calm, especially compared to last week. I'm not even going to talk about last week, but this today was nothing. Like, there was one thing that came up, but it was really just a false alarm. It was the client saying that they found, like, a fly in their food, but in reality they fucking put it there themselves. So that's, you know, that's really it. That was pretty all right. Pretty normal today. I got some time to get on that internet and those Twitters with twitter.com/TwiggyBeyond and just do what I normally do, because a lot of working at Arby's is prepping the food. It's not really, you know, serving the food. It's prepping the food, making sure that the customers get what they want when lunch rush comes around or dinner rush comes around. And that's my job, you know, make sure I curly the fries right. So today's been good, and I'm pretty calm, and I have nothing to talk about really. But I did, all in the span of about half an hour, because you can just call me the fucking taskmaster, because I get shit done. And I've ranted about this a billion times on the old podcast, Twiggy Beyond, that my friends are terrible at planning shit. I have some friends who just don't. They bring nothing to the table, and you know, they're fine. They're great friends, but they're just they do nothing. They do nothing, and it's fine to be a homebody, but it's not fine to be a homebody and pretend like you're important. If you're not important, you're not important. That's fine. And that's not to say that if you go out every night or whenever that you're important. I'm not saying I'm important. I'm saying don't act like you are. So my friends don't plan shit out, so I gotta be the guy to do it. But I don't really hang out with my closest friends anymore anyway, so it's whatever. My closest friends I work with at Arby's. We all man the fryolator together. I hang out with other sorts of people who actually like to get together and do things. So within half an hour, I planned a trip to Atlantic City. For people who don't know what Atlantic City is, it's kind of like Las Vegas on the East Coast. I've been going there my whole life, so it's not like it's a big thing for me, but I've gone there with groups of friends. Like, I plan it, of course. 2 years running now, and this will be the third year. It's gonna be good. The last two had their fair share of drama, like stupid bullshit childish drama, which still kinda lasts today, and I just wanna just punch everybody who's involved right in the fucking throat, because they're all retarded children. But I'm not letting any of that shit happen this time. If it is, I'm just not talking to you for the rest of the fucking time that I'm there. So that's that. But plan that. I was hoping for May, but I realized one of my friends told me that, oh, he's got finals in May. Because you motherfuckers who are going to school, you got your aspirations and shit. Fuck your aspirations. You know, schooling is for pieces of shit. Don't go to school. School's stupid. Just get a job, a nice, secure job, flipping burgers, and working the cashier. There's always going to be jobs at fast food restaurants. So fuck yourself, you and your degrees. Your degrees can go suck a dick trying to prove something with a piece of paper. Go to hell. So he's like, oh yeah, I got finals whenever. And I was like, dude, we don't have concrete dates. We can always set this back to whenever. And he's like, yes, all in. So that's good, because he had a great time last time we went. He didn't go the first year, but he went the second year. He had a great time. And it's pretty cheap. And it's a good group of friends. And we get drunk and we just have a great... It's such a great time until, you know, drama starts. But it's good times leading up to that. And actually, the first night of the first trip I ever took, brought my friends there, was one of the funnest nights I've ever had in my entire life, with friends and just being me, just having fun. We were all drinking like crazy, which is stupid. Tons of pictures on Facebook, not my Facebook, so you're not going to find them there, so fuck yourself. But just dumb. Just dumb, stupid shit. Like, we decided, like, at one point, just to... Because we had adjoined hotel rooms, we just said... Turn off the lights. We're playing hide and go seek, just in the hotel rooms. It was fucking retarded. It was a lot of fun, but just a lot of dumb retardation. But that's just, you know, you get a bunch of 20 somethings together and stupid shit happens. It was really just a good time. But I planned that. Tried to ask my cousin to go. She's gonna be going back to the motherland. That's Hong Kong and China. Sometime. So I get it. You know, you want to save your money for that. I haven't been back there. It's not where I was born or anything, but since I was like 8, so I was two decades ago, pretty much. You know, I'll go eventually one day. I don't really know if I care to. I'd like to learn more about my family, because there's some shady shit in my family, but I'll never learn it, unfortunately. Like, I'm not gonna get into it, because it's none of your fucking business, but like, my grandma had 3 sons, and there may be a whole thing, like, she may have had a 4th son, like, one before my dad, and, he may or may not be alive, I don't know, but, word is, like, my grandma kind of went a little insane, and then, like, may or may not have disowned him, killed him, I don't know, I'm not gonna get into it, but, my dad, might be named after that first kid, instead of having, like, he had a real name, but then my grandma gave him the first kid's name. There's a whole fucking weird thing, and then there's like mafia ties and shit, which it sounds so interesting, but I'm never gonna find out, because you don't do that. Like, in American culture, we'll be like, hey, mom, dad, tell us about grandma and grandpa. You don't do that shit in Asian culture. You get smacked. I don't care, you're 28, you're 35, you can get smacked right across the fucking mouth for asking stupid shit like that, you know. So I'm not gonna ask about that, though. Maybe, you know, one day I'll ask my mom what she knows, and my uncle too, because apparently, well, I'm not gonna get into this either, but my uncle, which is my mom's brother, and my dad, they may have had some, like, weird feuding, mafioso shit that I'm not gonna get into at all, because I know a little about it. I'm not gonna get into it, way back in the day, and, because I always thought that, like, my mom's family hated my dad because, you know, she's, like, crazy younger than my dad, which, good on him, but, It goes deeper than that from what I've heard in the family. Anyway, so I planned the Atlantic City thing, because that's what I do. I get shit done. And I planned a rock band party, because A, rock band fucking rules, and B, I fucking rule. So the last rock band party I had in my house was in July, and that was a fantastic time. Ran a really long time. I don't think the last people left till like 4 or 5, and we had a great time, and I'm getting that same crowd back together, and actually some more people, to hang out this time. So, that date has been planned, and, you know, it'd be cool if I had, like, podcast listeners, and select podcast listeners, because there's some of you that I don't ever want to meet, and some of you I think that are really creepy, But, like, if we lived closer together, that'd be awesome. Because, like, everybody that listens to my podcast, you know, aside from a few, plays video games and shit like that. And, you know, I played with them on Xbox Live and stuff. But it'd be cool to get together and just, you know, drink and play some video games. But, you know, it's not, that's not happening. But if you are, you know, local-ish, and I've met you before, and I don't deem you to be creepy and want to wear my skin, you're pretty much welcome to come to my house and play Rock Band with me. And that's that. So anyway, yeah, playing the Rock Band thing, that's going to be a great time, because I had a great time last time. And that's that. I got nothing else to talk to you bitches about. Just here to suck my own dick and tout how awesome I am at planning shit. Check mark, because I'm the fucking shit. TwinkieBeyond @gmail.com, twitter.com/TwinkieBeyond, audioboo.fm/TwinkieBeyond, eatabagofbabydicks.gov. Later.